Travel bans are in effect across much of the northern plains today because of that winter storm that hit the region on Christmas Day. A 240-mile stretch of Interstate 94 in North Dakota was shut down last night. I-90 in South Dakota was also closed, and many communities in the region are still without power. Officials in both states are telling people, stay home, stay put. Blizzard conditions are expected to subside later today. But if you're not in the Northern Plains, you may be headed shopping. Use that gift card. Make an exchange. And you may very well find yourself in a traffic jam with drivers losing some of their holiday cheer. As we've reported here too many times recently, traffic tie-ups can drive people to extremes, including road rage. So what if one solution is to get everyone to drive just a little bit better? That's the mission of one man in Nashville, Tennessee, through his fledgling project, I Hate Traffic. Tony Gonzalez from Here and Now contributor WPLN reports.
There's a particular nightmare that haunts Chris Poon, and it looks a lot like the glut of motionless cars that appear as we come around a bend on Interstate 24 in Nashville.
As you can see, the lanes on 24 going into town at 10:42 a.m. are at a complete stop. This is Nashville traffic for you. This is terrible. They're in absolute standstill.
The cause of the traffic jam isn't clear. If it's a wreck, that's one thing. But Chris has made it his mission to improve traffic flow in other small, almost invisible ways. Ways that hinge mostly on all of us.
We really make traffic terrible the way we drive. It's almost like what you feel like is going to get you ahead puts everyone else behind. If you're trying to butt into traffic, you call someone to slam on their brakes. Well, maybe you got three cars ahead, but everyone else got slowed down.
There's a term for that. Turbulence, and it's the kind of concept that turned this electrical engineer into a hobby traffic flow researcher. He gets up early to drive interstates during rush hour. He even studies time-lapse videos of Nashville congestion.
My wife gets tired of me saying the same things over and over when we're driving around.
So he channeled his angst into a website with a map that shows problem spots, like where traffic lanes suddenly end and the on-ramps that are dangerously short. It's a lot about anticipation, and sometimes it's counterintuitive. One tip, traffic can flow faster when drivers keep bigger following distances.
Some of them are related to just common courtesy and respect, which seems to be a thing of the past with some of the driving public.
That's Casey Matthews, a traffic flow expert in Colorado, who says Chris Poon has the right ideas. And if Matthews had one wish, it'd be that drivers do their best to keep a steady speed.
If you can even that out and get everybody moving around the same speed, a lot more traffic gets through.
Plus, he says that's safer. But how many people would you need to adjust their driving habits to calm the roadways? Matthews guesses 75%. That would mean the re-education of most drivers. Here in Nashville, Poon hopes to influence at least the youngest generation.
Let's not just cover, you know, safety. Let's cover, you know, how to be a member of this driving society. It seems like, you know, that's kind of glossed over.
Until then, he shares tips through social media, and he maneuvers his black Toyota selflessly. A little sacrifice for the greater good. For Here and Now, I'm Tony Gonzalez in Nashville.